a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Special guest joining us on the line now. You'll know him as a multimedia superstar. He's done radio.
Yes.
He's all over the socials. He's a very funny man, comedian, author as well, and has likened himself to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
To our faces.
To our faces.
His name is Christian Hull.
That was off air, okay? I said I'm Taylor Swift to Australia off air. Not for us to make it on the air, okay? I have a huge ego now that I'm going on a cruise ship.
Yeah. I know. Now, the nine-month cruise, this is the thing. Now, Tom's not on TikTok. He's on Reels. So he gets to TikTok 6 weeks later and he's like, have you seen this? And it's he's so infuriated.
Reels?
Oh, man. It's sickening, God. Right? But what Tom...
Tell me you're over 50 without telling me.
Exactly.
I'm getting there.
But what Tom's missed out on TikTok is things like the North Sea, Drake's Passage and the nine-month cruise. Now, he said, have you heard of this nine-month cruise? And I'm like, oh, my God, mate, we've got to get on. Christian Harlow tells all about it. What is the nine-month cruise?
Oh, God. Buckle in. This is going to take like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Now, I'll try
we've
to condense
time.
This.
Yeah, great.
So I'll take you back to early December. So a whole bunch of people 3 years ago bought tickets on a cruise that lasts for 9 months.
Wow.
Which
disgusting.
Is insane. Mm. So in December, these passengers started TikToking. And then all the people that's never been on a cruise and that live in reality were like, sorry, you're on a boat for how long?
Yeah.
And so it sort of blew up into this thing where everyone was losing their mind that a bunch of people were trapped on a cruise ship for so long.
Wow.
And so a bit of drama started and this interest sort of started. And it was like the birth of a new type of reality show where you had the characters essentially filming themselves, posting sort of weird little tidbits of drama, like nothing, it's nothing really dramatic. But they ran out of wine in the first 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that's kind of dramatic.
That is ridiculous.
And so I made a few TikToks being like, ooh, this is revolting. Who would ever get on a boat for that long? Yuck, I think cruising is the worst thing ever. And it did really, really well.
Mm.
And then flash forward a month, someone alerted me to the fact that I live in Brisbane. And they said, oh, do you know the world cruise that's going around the world is going to stop in Brisbane? And you can actually buy a ticket to go on it for 16 nights and it takes you up through Hong Kong. And I was like, I don't care. Yeah, cool. That's great.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
I don't understand where this is going. And then a lot of people were like, Christian, get on the boat. Because I was making so many TikToks about it and being, I'm very dramatic. Don't know if you've noticed that. And they were like, Christian, get on board and tell us about the drama. And so I was like, oh, that sounds a bit fun.
Yeah.
And then I went online and it was, you know, $16,000 for a ticket.
Oh.
And I thought, yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
But I bought one anyway. I got some money out of my mortgage. I was like, you know, who needs a house when you've got a boat?
Oh, my
2024, God. 2024, the year of doing things you don't want to do. Amazing.
Hey, Log and I always say, like, there's certain things you just never get us to do, and one of them is to go on a cruise because we just think they're just, you know, floating cesspools of illness and depravity, essentially.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling going into it, and what's your experience in the past? Have you done, like, shorter cruises at all?
I've done nothing. The only time I was on a boat, I got violently ill. So this will be fun.
God, Christian, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I thought. But what happened is over the course of the last 5 weeks, I have, like, been so drawn into this, like, reality show.
Yeah.
Like, I know all the people who are TikToking. You know, like, I know their username. Little Rat Brain is one of them.
Yeah.
And she's this younger creator. I don't even know her name. She's this younger creator. She's very interested in art, and she just makes the most unhinged videos.
Yeah.
And then you have Adita, who's this older lady who's spent about 2 years on cruises. So she's like this top-tier status member, but she's really lovely. So she's like the mother of the ship.
Oh,
so you've got all these
God.
Characters. And then I was like, oh, my God, I know them all already.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I announced that I'd bought a ticket and I was coming on board, like, they've all reached out and they've all been so lovely, and I feel like part of the family.
Oh my God.
Yesterday, another one of the like really top tier status cruisers, Sabrina, was like, what's your room number? And so I was like, here's the room I've been assigned. So she's, I'm hoping no one was in the room, but she sort of like broke into the room, filmed it for me, giving me an idea of what it was.
Yeah.
And then she sent me the footage.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
So it's as much as I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting on a floating prison. It's the people that I think are going to make this just so fun.
All right, Christian. Well, all the best. Christian,
when are you off?
On a boat.
When are you off?
Oh, March 11 to March 27th.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Yeah. And where do we find you on the TikToks? How do we find you?
Yeah. Great question. I don't even know what my username is. I think
Christian Hull.
Just search Christian Hull.
Yeah.
Or Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
Australia.
All right, mate. Float safely, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Oh, God, life jacket's on. Okay, thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Got a question for you.
Okay.
Occurred to me that there's a double standard going on, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe something's flying under the radar, but if there's one thing I bloody hate, it's a double standard.
Okay. Unless it's good for you. Then you're like,
mate,
yeah, I love that one.
No double standards on this side of the fence.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. Very fair.
Yeah.
Very judicious. And litigious as well, so watch out.
Wow. Much talking.
What you know how champagne...
Yeah.
You know how you're not allowed to call... Champagne, unless it comes from the region of France, known as Champagne.
Yeah.
So anything else that is in that style is sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Like a sparkling white.
Which is hilarious, right?
Yeah. Why is Champagne Ham still allowed to be called Champagne Ham?
Oh. Yeah.
Is that all from pigs from France?
I don't know.
French pigs.
I don't know. That's a great question. Or is it, do they douse it in champagne? See, I'm not much of a, like, my meat eating is kind of here and there.
You're famously the woman who was sent to the supermarket to get some sausages and came home with Frankfurts. Yeah, I went to the deli, got these red ones. Okay. It's not a sausage, mate.
All right. Yeah, but so champagne ham. Is it the taste of it, or is it? I don't know.
I don't know, mate.
I don't know.
Deli ham doesn't taste like a deli. Do you know what I mean?
Champagne ham. Yeah, because it's there, right? It's one of the ones. So you could get smoked ham.
Yeah.
You can get champagne.
You can get double smoked ham. You can get triple smoked ham, and which I say is one too many smokes.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Triple.
But champagne ham. Are they from?
Do the French just not know we have something called champagne ham? Yeah. Are we keeping that on the down low? And am I revealing something that maybe we don't want the French to know by talking about it? Is everyone in the ham game being like, shut up, man.
Shut up.
They haven't cottoned onto it yet. Just shut up.
They're going to make us call it sparkling ham.
Sparkling pig leg. And I just thought, I wonder if anybody actually knows.
Well, you're looking at me and I don't have an answer for you, but I'm sure that someone out there must, if you work at a deli or maybe you're a hand connoisseur, maybe you love your sparkled meats.
Morgs is in Grovedale. Morning, mate.
How you going, guys?
Good. Good, good, good. Now, do you know anything about ham?
A little bit. Look, did a bit of Googling and I'm 99% sure that the old champagne ham in Australia is just a name.
Okay.
Oh, yep. So it signifies, hey, this is good ham, this kind of thing. Like it's a bit fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think there's champagne ham in France.
Okay, right.
Right.
So it seems like they cottoned on to the fact that everybody, I guess, in the world was calling sparkling wine champagne and went, no, 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 no. Or, sorry, no, 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 no.
That was not, no.
But maybe because it's just an Aussie thing, they haven't cottoned on to the ham yet.
Well, you never know. They could change it to something else like sparkling ham. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we might do.
It sort of does glisten in the light, doesn't it, when you sort of hold it up on an angle. It's,
no, when it does that, that's time to throw it away. That means it's bad.
Good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You're going to love this.
Cool.
You're going to love this. What do you always say? There's a, you know, a couple of little things you always say about me.
You're fine. And usually when it's going downhill, when it's going pear-shaped, I always look at you and I go, mate, you're fine.
Yeah, but I'll give you the parameters, okay? So when I moved into Jimmy's house.
Yes.
What do you always say?
You moved all his furniture out into the shed that he used to do the one thing that he liked to do, which was shape surfboards in. But now he has no room to do that because all his furniture is in that shed because you moved all your furniture into his house. You walked in there and went, well, this won't do. No, we can't have this. It was all over once you put your forever cuckoo clock on the
wall. I know. And that is all a lie. He has the shaping bay. And it's the garage, and he uses it to shape many a surfboard, okay? And
in the rain because it's outside
it's
now.
It's not outside.
Because it can't be indoors because all his furniture is piled up.
It's not.
The saddest thing on earth.
It's not. It's his own space, right? He's got all that crap in there, and it's great, right? But this week, I noticed he's like, oh, I'm going to do a bit of cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, right on.
Yeah.
But sometimes cleaning just means tidying, you know. Like he said, I'm going to clean the spare room. And I'm like, amazing, because like I want to start doing stuff in there. And he just kind of tidied it up. And I'm like, you didn't throw anything away. And he's like, yeah, I cleaned it. I'm like, you tidied it. Different format. That's fine. So when he said, I'm going to clean out the garage, I'm like, oh, sweet. We'll see what happens.
Mm.
But then everything made its way out of the garage.
Oh, really? Onto the lawn?
Onto the lawn.
Next to his furniture?
No, there's no furniture.
Because you sold it all. Whack it on Marketplace.
No.
I'll sell it before he gets home from work.
Anyway.
Where's my couch? What couch?
His couch is the ones in there. Anyway, I've got my couch to sell if anyone wants that. It's in Werribee South, though, and it's probably covered in mould. Whatever. Anyway, so this correlates with the fact that he's got himself a new purchase, a new car.
Oh, right. Okay. He wants to start keeping it undercover.
Yeah. So guess what? The new car, which is a new old car, right, is going in the garage.
And your new car doesn't get to.
No. My new car has been sitting out in the elements since I got it.
Yeah.
No, because we have the shaping bay. And I've always said to him, I love that you have the shaping bay. It's your meditation space. It's very good for your mind, body and soul. Do that. That's fine. Because his parents are like, get rid of the shaping bay, Jimmy, and put Lauren's car in there, like, you know, it's a brand new car. And he's like, no, I can't. But all of a sudden, oh, I've got a Land Cruiser from 2003 and I've got it. Oh, better put it in the garage. See? So now you can't say anything to me anymore.
Isn't the whole point of a Land Cruiser is like nothing can break it?
Well, exactly.
Like, literally.
Exactly.
You could keep it in the water at the beach. He could park it at the beach and walk the rest of the way home.
It's got one of those scuba things.
Yeah.
So that's what I assume it's there for, to be parked underwater, whereas my car could use a house.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, don't say anything to me anymore about the shaving bay.
Oh, I'm going to forget all of this happened.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.